Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Potential Cast.
Okay, here we go. This is Season 5, Episode 18, Intervention. While Buffy travels to the desert on a quest to find the primitive, the gang back home encounters a very realistic Buffy bot who seems to be in love with Spike.
Ew.
Music.
Oh, wait a minute, you forgot the hi. This is Nicholas Brendan, and...
Yeah, that was at the beginning.
Okay. So. Oh, okay. I don't listen.
My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
And I'm Kim.
Woo!
What a reception.
Well, it's ladies' night. There's two for one well drinks. There's dogs.
Dog wants to go dancing.
Yeah, free admission to the ladies.
And ladies, third time's the charm. Am I right? It only took us forever to get this together.
I mean, it just
wasn't even just scheduling.
A Mac is a podcasting machine.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't ever use Skype anymore. Who wants to use that ever again?
Yeah.
Nobody. It's
terrible. Okay, intervention. Where are my notes? Hold on. Where are my notes? Where's my notes?
Can I just say that this episode was hilarious?
Yeah, it's a good episode.
Yeah.
You can say that. Yeah. I think we all agree.
I'm so excited that I got to do this one.
Okay, I was going to say, is this like a standalone episode that's like a fan favorite because of the nonsense?
Maybe. I definitely think that, you know, people like the Buffy butt.
I had this weird watching it. I just kept shaking my head. I'm like, oh, Gabby's gonna love this or hate it. Love it.
What I did love, incidentally, was the return of Bra Watch. We start the whole episode off with it. Lovely, lovely bra watch. It's fantastic.
Well, in the scene with Buffy washing the dishes. And...
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. She was wearing a black bra with a maroon top. That strap was popping out all over the place. It was fantastic and distracting. That's what bra straps do to me. What can I say?
It's a weird obsession of yours, I have to admit.
Well, because it's distracting.
Yeah, because you
something
think
else distracting happens later too.
And you would think that on television they would make sure that bras didn't show.
Or they purposely make them show.
What I was going to say, maybe it's a
to distract
thing
me.
Yeah. You know, she was like a fashion trendsetter. This show really did do some trendsetting.
Okay, well, I know that, like, I've got a coworker who's very young and hip, and her grandmother actually told her that what is in style now is wearing the black bra under your clothes and letting your bra show.
Mm-hmm. Right, my
that's true.
News to me. I don't know.
My boss said
if you're wearing like a see-through or mesh top purposely, you don't want to wear something flesh-colored because everyone's going to be staring at you. So if you wear like a black bra, then it's like, oh, that's the style.
Yeah, like I've got a bunch of, because they're lightweight, I'm like those burnout, you know, like V-neck shirts for like when I go running or whatever. And I've got these ridiculously insanely colorful like sports bras that I wear underneath it. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah. Yes, this is definitely ladies' conversation.
Oh, wait till I talk later about when your shirt's untucked and then it's not tucked and then it's tucked and then it's not tucked anymore.
That's not ladies' talk. That's bad continuity.
Okay, so Buffy is talking to Giles about how she feels like she's getting hardened, that she's, and I guess it's because.
And she does the love speech. Love, love, love.
Yeah, that's so weird. The first thing I thought was, she's the Buffy bot, and she's getting hung up on a word. Is that what we were supposed to think? That was just so weird.
No.
No, it was just Buffy.
Buffy being
awkward Buffy.
Right, she was just trying to like, I don't know. It was awkward. She's just trying to like get in touch with her, you know, softer side.
But it seemed so weird to me because it was like, okay, this horrible thing happened. Your mother died. I get that you're going to feel a little numb, but to have those kind of concerns seemed just kind of way off base to me. Yeah, well, she, you know, she gave her lame Riley excuse or whatever, but it wasn't that she was cold towards him. It's just they weren't right for each other, so they didn't quite mesh.
Yeah, but she doesn't quite get that. Like, she's dating is like a weird. She's new to dating. She really is, and so she doesn't understand that they weren't right for each other. She thinks that she messed up, and I think it's also supposed to sort of go back to the Buffy versus Dracula, where she's like getting in touch with her inner slayer and, you know, like becoming less human because she's all about the slaying.
Sure.
That's just her job. I mean, her calling. Sorry.
But she, yeah. So, but she's just having trouble balancing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a kid.
She is a kid.
Well, no, when you break it down, she still is. She's a kid. And now all of a sudden, I mean, she's this kid that's always had this big responsibility, you know, saving the world. And now she's got, like, she's a kid with this big responsibility, saving the world and trying to be a mother to her daughter, to her sister that's not really her sister.
Right. Yeah, it's growing pains.
That sounds so bizarre. You know, her sister isn't really her sister. No, it's a kid.
So what does Giles, he suggests taking her to the desert. What does he say?
When you put it like that, it's super creepy.
I'm going to take you. Oh, you're sad. I'm going to take you to the desert.
That's
you and me. And she like desert. Goes for it really pretty quickly. She's like, no, that wouldn't be good. Oh, okay.
Did she think it was going to be a vacation that she wants so bad? Or I don't know. It's weird. Anything could have happened. What would have been really weird is if Giles, instead of pulling out with the sticks, the gourd, and the whatever, if he also pulled out a shovel and a burlap sack. That would have been weird.
Okay, so Spike goes to pick up the Buffy bot from Warren, and the Buffy bot is shiny.
Very shiny and new.
So is this the origin of shiny?
No, that's funny. I doubt it. But maybe, I don't know. I think it's just her lip gloss.
Yeah. Very shiny.
Okay, so Dawn is hanging out with the Scoobies at Xander's place while Buffy is gone on her spirit walk with Giles. And the minions are sent, Glory sends her minions out to look for who in Buffy's life is new.
And who's precious, right?
Yeah.
She actually... Yeah. I don't think she says that, but she says who's important and new? Something like that?
Yeah, who's new in her life. He tells her to just be Buffy. Oh, Spike tells the Buffy bot to just be Buffy.
Right. So when she says, why... do you want me to change this program?
So that's why she goes out and patrols.
Yes.
Because that's what Buffy would do.
Right. I thought there were a couple of risque scenes that made me laugh out loud. Both of the oral sex scenes. I was like, what?
Wait, what?
Both? Hilarious.
Wait a minute, there was more than one? I definitely knew when I was like, oh my god, is it really showing? Oh my god, that is not happening. And for some reason, in my mind, I mean, we all know she's active, but I'm like, for some reason, like, Buffy doesn't strike me as that kind of girl. Like, that would like to, but then against the Buffy bot, so, you know, she's programmed to do whatevs.
Well, I thought the, in the cemetery with Buffy, down. That was
yeah, funny. That one, yeah.
I think I like that. Yeah, that one and yeah.
I won't quote her, but it's pretty hilarious.
Well, I've never heard Big Bad before. I'd be like, oh, is that where that came from?
What about Spike's curly hair?
Oh, his messy hair because he's just having so much sex with Buffy Bot?
Is that what it is? Is that what
it is? It was like his tousled hair.
Yeah. I love it.
I'm not a fan of that hair.
Really?
No. Even though that's like his signature, it kind of grosses me out.
Is it the color that grosses you out, or is it you don't like it when it's curly? Okay.
Oh, I don't mind if it's curly. It's just the platinum blondeness of it,
right,
against his skin. It's just too sharp, abrasive, I think.
Very idle thing.
But you know what? Even though we've had those two super dark episodes, like this lightening it up.
Yeah.
Joyce just died, but yeah, we kind of needed a little bit of a release, of a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
And Buffy Bot, come on. Come on. I was wondering how long they were gonna play it up. Like, I was wondering if, like, the episode would end without them knowing that there was two of them and then she'd come back. Like later on.
Yeah, like how long would they keep up the ruse?
I would. Mm-hmm. I was hoping it would be a while, yeah. But unfortunately, just the
yeah.
One.
Me too. I was the first time I watched it. I don't know. I think I got distracted towards the end, and then I was like, "Oh, I wanted her to be around for a while. She was kind of funny."
Yeah.
And then I'm like, "Oh," and then I watched it again. I'm like, "Oh, that's what happened." But still, I still wanted her to be around a while.
It is funny, but it's so, like, sitcom conventional that I'm glad it's over with.
It was kind of camp.
Yeah.
I would say the Buffy Bot is the fan favorite, and I will tell you one thing. This is not spoilery, so don't work too much into it or not. But as you guys know, that we did Buffy Between the Lines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Buffy Bot is one of the characters.
Did I show you what I brought home from Dragon Con? Did I show you all this?
Oh! Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, every Dragon Con this was last year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every year.
Yeah, so the Buffy Bot is one of the characters, and it's the character that I play, which is why I really wanted to do this episode.
It was cute. I was a little like, oh my god, we were right. This is ridiculous. And then I was like, oh, okay, this is fun. This is a fun 42 minutes. Tee-hee-hee. Yeah, I've got like 10 pages of quotes and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot of quotes.
Like, okay. Yeah, and a lot of sweater wearing. So apparently it was very cold. I don't know. know. I'm clearly ignorant to the weather out in them parts that I was like, is it really necessary to wear big bulky turtlenecks and suede jackets?
Apparently, if, California.
In the if, morning. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if LA is like San Diego, it's warm during the day, but as soon as the sun goes down, it gets cool. Like the the wind, the breeze coming off the Pacific Ocean is cool.
Mm-hmm. But they're in the desert. But they weren't at the ocean.
Oh, well, in the desert, it gets cold at night.
Yes, it does.
You know, like to hear them talk about the production of Breaking Bad, like they have to take out the breath.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cold in the desert at night. Oh, and okay, so did you you remember Restless, that the primitive
was first, it was in the first layer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's shown things.
There she is.
She's shown things so, in her dream in Restless. Okay, so, all right, so the Spike told the Buffy bot to just be Buffy, so she goes patrolling while Spike sleeps. So while she's out at patrolling, she runs into Xander and Anya.
Yeah.
And Xander realizes that Buffy's acting odd. Do you know the deal about Xander in this episode?
No.
And Kim Butler, you may is it, does Nicholas Brendon appear in this episode at all?
Oh, is it Kelly or not his name?
His brother.
Is it his brother?
Yeah.
Why?
Really?
Nicholas Brendon was sick. He was too sick.
Are you? I didn't even realize.
I think he must though in a little bit because I don't think their voices are the same. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, yeah. Well, that would explain why he didn't realize right away that Buffy was a robot. And
totally. He was a little awkward, just a little bit, but it was fine.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
I did notice that the stunt Xander was like, had a horrible wig on that I just kept stop looking at when his back was towards the camera.
Yeah, Buffy's got a lot more junk in the trunk than Buffy does. All right, so, okay, and then this is where Anya and Xander see them actually doing it in the cemetery. So Xander goes over to Spike's crypt to confront him about Buffy. And the minions break in and they fight and they take Spike back to glory. Because they think he's the key because he's new.
I still don't get what's happening with the two of them.
The two of who?
With Glory and Ben.
Did they even say that? But we finally hear that their enemy is trapped in the same body, but not really in the same body because one's Ben and one's Glory. But the fact that they're enemies, I don't recall that ever being mentioned before.
Oh. How do you know the enemies?
Right?
Did you already see the episode? You remember, Gabby? Did they mention if they were?
I don't think that they have mentioned. I just think we've been guessing. Yeah. And yeah, this time where she just happens to mention that, oh, and I'm trapped with this enemy, was the first time we even knew that they were enemies of some. So I still don't think we have any clue what their affiliation with each other is.
They probably, I don't know, put in a spell of some sort, obviously. They had to work it out together in the same body.
Yeah, I'm not going to explain it because I don't want to be spoilery.
Yeah, but...
But there is an explanation.
Yeah, I think it will...
We're just laughing out loud.
It'll work itself out.
Wouldn't it be cool if they were, like, exes and had some kind of issue and Anya at some point had worked her juju on them and done that to them? Even though they're gods, and she was just a demon.
But then wouldn't Anya know that what she did?
I don't, maybe they look different? I don't know. Like, maybe, like, it's the whole key thing. Like, I mean, the key takes different forms, and it just happens to be a person this time. It could apparently, theoretically, be anything, right?
I think Anya would know. Yes. I'm just saying.
Yeah, see, Anya's powers and Anya's whole history is kind of, it kind of goes back and forth for me. Mm-hmm. I just really don't get it, but you'll see.
Okay.
Like, is she a witch? Was she a demon? Or were her powers like a witch? What's the difference between being a demon and the difference between? So, just.
We should have a talk sometime, Steph.
Okay.
But I did love the exchange between Anya and Buffy Bot. It was like, finally, two kindred spirits.
They get each other.
They get each other.
I just have to point out, though, how hilarious it is between this one and then the first one, where I was made to love you, where, like, immediately after Anya met her, and where after all of them met April, they were like, oh,
he's a robot.
Well, that's a robot. When they met Buffy, but they were like, oh, something's wrong with Buffy.
Yeah. And it was awesome. Because, you know, they do talk about how she's probably acting differently because she's dealing with her mother's death.
Yeah.
So. Right. It's just hilarious, though, that they,
that is
like,
very true. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Because they probably also thought that, well, Buffy wouldn't be a robot because they think, and it was a pretty darn good duplicate.
Even if it was funny.
Yeah, but would Dawn not tell the Scoobies that, oh, hey, I'm staying with you because Buffy's out of town?
Oh, no, they knew.
They knew she was going away.
They thought she came home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said she.
Right.
They were like, oh, you're back early.
Yeah, okay. and then they thought, oh, you're back early and you're acting weird because of your vision blast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Buffy has this conversation with What's her name?
The first Slayer.
The first Slayer, yeah.
Yeah.
And so she says, you know, she talks about how love will bring her gift, and you're full of love and death, and your gift is, did she say your gift is death?
Death is your gift.
Death is your
death
gift.
Death is your gift.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the quote, but it's not that great of a quote anyway. There's way better ones.
And then like, I'm going to get a gift? And I'm like, what? I'm like, I get that what the first Slayer was saying was confusing, but Buffy's not that dumb. I mean, serious, like, I don't know. It's like, yeah, she's speaking in riddles. She's not going to give you the answer. You have to figure it out for yourself. Just move on. Uh-huh. I don't know. That was my least favorite part of the episode was apparently the important stuff. Well, all the funny stuff. I'm like, oh, let's go back to that, shall we?
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
All right, so because Spike is with Glory, the Buffy bot can't find Spike, and so she wakes up Willow and everybody and to go find Spike. So, okay. The key has to be pure.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Spike is anything but.
Well, there's the hair. Pure something.
And pure, so this is where the minions thought that Spike was the key because Buffy was treating him as if he was precious.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did extra. They did some vampire fighting after they met Xander and Anya.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. And before the sex in the graveyard.
All right, so Buffy, Glory enters back to try to get the information out of him about who the key is, and he wouldn't give it up.
No.
Because Spike loves Buffy so much.
Oh, see, it's not just all about the dirty stuff.
No.
But what does he think? Oh, what does he think that this bot? Where does he think that this is going to lead?
This I don't think he thinks ahead in that way.
No. But I don't think that he's doing it like his love for Buffy. No, I don't think he thinks it will go anywhere. But I think because he's such a masochist, he'll stick around. Because somewhere deep down, he deserves all the pain he gets. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And the bot is just as the closest thing he's going to get to.
Yeah.
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 All right. So they go to Buffy's house to get more weapons. The Buffy bot is going to go upstairs to change into something more fatty. And so Buffy comes in, and then they have that sitcom moment where they think they're confused.
They all do the huh.
So there's the intervention. So they are gonna try to talk some sense into Buffy.
Right. Yes. About her Spike loving.
Then Buffy can't believe that you can't tell me apart from a bot.
Which is true.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would be offended if my best friends couldn't tell me from a robot. I would be upset. But another thing that is kind of, it gives you not hope, but you're like a little glimmer of the relationship between Buffy and Spike is that real Buffy knows exactly where to find him.
Yeah.
Where everyone else is just like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? So that's cute as well. Although I've already said it, I do not want to see these two end up together. Like,
well, but in the
what the Buffy bot and Spike? Too late.
No, real Buffy and real Spike. I don't want to see it happening, folks. So I'm just putting it out there.
Really? Wait, what did you say? I cut out. What?
I don't want to see real Buffy and real Spike get together.
Okay, well, the first Buffy automatically thinks that Spike will talk.
Spike will talk?
Yeah,
yeah,
to Glory.
She thinks that Spike will tell Glory who the key is.
Because he's evil, so of course he is.
Yeah.
Like, she has no faith in him at all.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That's when Buffy remembers where she had a run-in with a minion.
Yes.
I don't even know which episode that was, but anyway, so they found the apartment building.
Yes.
Have a big.
It was the snake when she was chasing the snake.
Oh yeah, that one.
I don't get it.
Do what?
She was saying she doesn't get what's going on with the snakes.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of snakes this season. All right, Kimberly, what did you say? Okay, now go, Kimberly. What
did you say? No, I was saying before we all got mixed up that with Buffy and Spike, I don't want them to become a thing. Even if it's in secret, even if they have like a one-night rendezvous where it's like the real Buffy and the real Spike, I don't want it to happen. Like that cute little thing at the end where it was the real Buffy you know.
So you feel like it's inevitable that it's going to happen?
I do, and I don't want it to. I just don't want to see it happen because it's so cliche. Like, we know Spike loves her, and he would do anything to protect her and the key and even the rest of the Scoobies. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, and it's the whole thing where Buffy's so repulsed by him, and little by little she's seeing that Spike, you know, is doing all these things because of her. And she's going to have that realization, oh, he's loved me all along. And if that happens, I will barf.
Whoa. Well, I think it's inevitable.
That explanation, though. That was good.
I think it's inevitable it's going to happen. They set it up right there, and I'm going to be happy about it. So...
the last little scene where she comes in to see Spike's okay, did you know immediately it was the real Buffy?
Me?
Yeah.
That was the thing, because again, I wasn't paying attention, like I got distracted the first time, so I didn't realize that the Buffy bot was gone until that happened. And then the second time I watched it, it was weird because it was like, she was acting like the Buffy bot, but it was like a version of herself. It was weird.
I think that's a really good testament to her acting, because it was very obvious that she was acting like the Buffy bot. Like,
yeah,
she did a nice job there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it was meant to throw us off, obviously, because was it Willow's like, yeah, you just put this wire here and that's wire here and ta-da, fixed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, smash cut to them, to his lair.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was like, this is the real Buffy.
Something about the Willow thing, though, it seemed like she seemed a little too excited about, sweet, I can fix the Buffy bot. And it's like, why, Willow? Because you're secretly in love with your best friend forever? I think why.
Well, they didn't show them completely destroy the Buffy bot. So I hope Buffy bot makes a return to Sunnydale. I think that would be amazing.
One can only hope.
Well, when you think about it, real Buffy gets tired. She's like, I want a night off of slaying. Guess what? Send out Buffy bot. Sleep in. I got to study for a test. I don't have enough time. Buffy bot goes out, slays for her. She studies.
That would make life too easy.
Or real Buffy wants to have sex with Spike. So, hey, Buffy bot, go out and do my slaying for me.
Well, I
play
this other thing.
Or go find Riley and try to rekindle what was there.
Go find Riley. Make sure he doesn't hate me.
What did I do wrong? I can't love. I don't have the capability of loving others.
She'll look
wow.
Hot and be like,
that was the funny. Best Buffy impression ever, everybody. Oh.
Funny.
I don't know. She was into having lots of sex with Riley. Episode ever.
A little too much. What else? Did we miss anything?
I don't think so. I think we covered
that. Willow and Tara don't like the, or Willow is going to handle the stuff about the Salem witch trials very well.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. And I'm going to go on an anti-terror rant again, because seriously, was it just me? Probably was. But Tara seems annoying, as per usual, and super condescending. Like, I don't think she's being cute and like, oh, it's okay, baby, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Like, trying to console her, she seemed condescending. I don't know. That's just her acting style. I fucking hate her and want her to die already.
Wow.
I'm well, sorry. I hate that woman. And it annoys me whenever she's in. It annoys me when she's in a scene. And I was so happy she had to stay back and watch Dawn. But for most of the episode, I thought to myself, everybody seemed so convinced that Dawn was in the room sleeping. I'm like, wait a minute. Are we sure the kid's in the room sleeping? She took those earrings for whatever reason, and then she could be off doing something.
Yeah, why did she take those earrings?
I don't know. I thought for sure she was going to take this ring. Like, I thought this they were going to cut, like, where's Dawn? She's in the room. And the next thing you know, you see her, like, somewhere else with one of the, with, like, a spell book or something, trying to do something with those earrings.
But no.
But no, apparently she was in the room the whole time. Oh, I guess.
My child labor lost.
Can you guys hear me better here? Or here? The second one?
The first one.
Okay. I've been holding this thing upside down.
What a Yes. I don't like Tara's reaction to the, I don't like her about face on the matter of when she's like, well, people do weird things when my mom died, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And then they were like, she's screwing Spike. And she just like went off.
Uh-huh.
I was like, it was a weird character break, I feel like.
But they did kind of, foreshadow some stuff with her and Willow that Gabby kind of touched on last episode, is that Willow's doesn't realize how powerful she is yet.
Yeah.
Right.
And even Tara, like, she's much more advanced than I am. Not doing this for how long, you know? So I think Willow's going to do something pretty epic coming up soon. Or in the future, and they're all just they're hinting at it now. So. Touch on that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Also, I was thinking like something random. Like, okay, why would Spike throw out Bob Barker as the key? Because that was totally random. It's weird.
I think it's because he was old.
Yeah, same vision. When they do, like, pop culture references, it's all, like, your mother's pop culture references. So weird.
Because at that time, he like, if he was a younger person, he would have said Arsenio Hall?
No. I mean,
or Conan O'Brien?
I think because Bob Barker is every mother's... No, he's just been around forever. Who else could he have picked? Johnny Carson.
Oh my God, I'm so drawing a blank.
David Letterman?
No, the guy who now Ryan Seacrest is.
Oh, Dick Clark.
Oh, thank you, Dick Clark.
Wow.
Or I'm sorry, who Ryan Seacrest tries to be.
Yes.
I apologize, any Dick Clark fans.
Who Ryan Seacrest blackmailed to be his protege.
You heard it here first.
I love and hate Ryan Seacrest so much. He has every job that I want. Yet people get to see his ugly mug on TV. Anyways.
Uh-oh.
That was the Ryan Seacrest minute on potential cast.
And now you know.
Someone should play that. The
more, I know, the
more you know music. That'd be a great behind the scenes thing, and behind the music thing, but like behind the talk show host, Ryan Seacrest. He blackmailed Dick Clark for centuries. Because they both don't age and they're both vampires.
Yes, that's true. What else about this episode? I think that's it.
There wasn't really a lot of substance.
No, I think what they did, they kind of did it in short bursts. Like, it wasn't an episode long, okay, this is what's going to happen. Like they're not teeing up a lot of things. I think, honestly, this episode was supposed to be a fun episode because the last two were so heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Joyce's death.
I think
that they purposely made it that way, and they just kind of sprinkled in little things that we're supposed to keep an eye on.
And there's only four more until the end of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's starting to ramp up for the end of the season.
Yeah. Like, even though the stuff with Glory, it was a little bit, but she was in that to remind us that, yeah, we still got this big bad thing. Yeah. Coming up.
You know, what I didn't think they needed to remind us in was in the previously on Buffy, did you really have to show Joyce down on the couch again?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, we remember. You don't have to remind us and then bring it up in the episode a couple
times. Yeah, this
it really bothered me.
The second half of the season, it's really good to just sit and watch all of them back to back to back.
Yeah.
Because they kind of just all run together for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. So can we do that and not watch the rest of Angel?
No.
I'm sorry, Robin.
You just perked up because we mentioned Angel.
Gabby, I'm telling you, you're going to love what's coming up. You're going to love it. We're placing bets.
Okay.
We have a pool.
I love it.
Uh-oh. That scares me, I'm not going to lie.
Attention. Robin, let's really start that pool. Let's get that going.
he's a little busy right now. He's a little busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
With the bambino.
Juliet.
She's so sweet.
When was she born?
Well, at this point, she was born a month ago. She's driving a car already. Actually, 16 years ago, by the time this comes out, she's driving. She had her first date with a very nice guy.
And his name was Angel.
And his name had, yeah, Angelo. And his name was Angel. So then Robin said it was okay.
he was lurking around behind them. them around the Sunnydale, wherever they choose to live. Oh, that's funny. Can we do some ratings and stuff?
Feedback. Do we have Facebook?
Oh, shoot. We didn't do any feedback.
I'm going to read through the Facebook feedback.
Okay.
Rachel Horn says, the episode where one of Illyria's crazier predictions come true. Other fun facts, Willow gay 1999 to present.
Oh my gosh, yeah. If you stop and read the little Buffy bot like things, they're hilarious. Like, do a quick screenshot of those. Oh my gosh, they're really, really funny.
Patrick Thomas says, the Buffy bot is probably the most ridiculously stupid thing that ever happened on this show. And I love it to pieces. Val Pass says, oh, Giles, that was the lamest ritual, but so damn funny. I love Giles shaking his gourd and his embarrassed look of, I can't believe I have to do this. I love how cheery and bubbly the Buffy bot is when talking about Spike. And also the huge, goofy smile she always has. Funniest robot ever. Buffy straddling Spike in the graveyard. I just can't. Ovibot's line about Angel, best Angel reference ever. I always crack up, it never gets old. Yax, you should be knee-deep in favorite quotes with this episode. So many funny lines. 9 out of 10 fried Buffybot wires. Taking a point off because Skeevy Warren makes a brief appearance.
But yeah.
Bob DeGrand, I hope that Illyrio is happy that he got another robot. I much prefer the Buffybot to Buffy, and the Scoobies not being able to tell the difference is hilarious. Rachel Horn says, especially when they spotted April being a robot straight away.
Yeah.
And she says, and I refuse to be annoyed at the silliness of this fantastic episode coming as it does after The Body and Forever. Plus, the plot season arc moves forward nicely. Yes, I agree. Shannon Cannon, that's not what that says. Ashley Cannon says, if someone asked me, how's your money? I would literally give them a Spartan kick in the hellmouth. Spartan kick into the hellmouth. Yes, that. How bad my money is.
Aww.
Yes, that's okay, how bad please. My money is. I get it now. Okay, because you have none. Probably be like, I have none. But I love how genuinely touched Anya was by the question that someone would take the time. Would ask her a question about something that she truly cares about. Yeah, that is really sweet. That she's like, oh, you know me. You know me well enough to know what's important to me. No matter how materialistic it may be, Buffy quest about her role as a slayer and what it consists of emotionally wise. This whole season, Buffy finally... This whole season on Buffy is finally not only Buffy is finally not only accepting her role as a slayer, but going all in and then questioning it when she feels that she's losing touch with herself as well as her humanity. I almost kind of wish they had Tara collapse on her spirit. That they had Tara collapse and her spirit used to speak for the first slayer, like before in Restless.
Yeah,
as I thought if that every was slayer.
Because remember how Tara was in the, or Tara, whatever, was in the finale.
In Buffy's
dream. She was sort of interpreting what everything, the first slayer or whatever, everything that was happening. I thought that was going to happen when they said, for her to stay behind and watch watch Dawn. I was like, yeah. Oh, she's going to show up in the desert. Yeah. And it never happened.
kind of wish that they had used Tara to collapse and the spirit used to speak for the first slayer, like before in Restless, as if every slayer who had ever been on this journey and had taken this trial has had a specific person in their life as fate for the connect as fate for to connect to the first layer. But I wouldn't go into a deep analysis. I've slipped into a willow babble, LOL. Barb Barker, The Price is Right. The Price is Right, and losing your life to protect the key is a hefty price. I'll say, is it right? Who knows, Buffybot, Spike, you disgusting being. There's more than one way to get your rocks off, and creating a robot to live out this fantasy with this person that actually exists makes you even worse than Warren. At least April wasn't based off a real person, or was she? How the hell did he even know what he would get? How the hell did he even know he could get away with this? Especially when Xander confronted him and he tried to play it off as if Buffy was to never return and find out and possibly end him. The little tidbits about those in Buffy's life implanted into the Buffy bot were very humorous and very Spike to add in based on his observations. I won't say any lines in particular, so I won't steal anyone's quote unless it was the one up ahead when then whoops, LOL. I kind of wonder what was put in for Tara and Dawn and Joyce, since he didn't know she was dead when he was putting the order in. Buffy giving Spike a kiss at the end was one of gratitude and not attraction, in my opinion. And I love how she decided to impersonate the Buffy bot to get to the truth. It shows that she truly doesn't trust Spike to tell her the truth, and when finds the truth out, she is truly, and when she finds the truth out, she's truly grateful, and it changes how she sees how much he cares about Dawn, but also how loyal he is to her, even if he did go through disturbing routes to get to have her. I like this episode, even though I didn't watch it as much. I'm sorry. I like this episode, even though I don't watch it as much, but it's perfect after the tragedy of Joyce because it gets...
Uh-oh. Did we lose you?
This happened. I'm struggling. Can you not hear me?
You cut out for a little bit.
Okay. I like this episode, even though I don't watch it as much, but it's perfect after the tragedy of Joyce because it gets back to what the show was without forgetting what has happened.
Exactly,
which takes the show to... Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
Okay.
Which takes the show...
Gets back to what the show was without forgetting what has happened, which takes the show to a new level. I love this podcast, and I can't wait to hear this ladies' night. Three different opinionated women who partially make up the show. Ashley.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Ashley.
Woohoo! Woo! Ladies' night!
Girls!
Woohoo!
We're so lame.
I hate those people. Simone says,
it's a Wednesday night ladies' night. That's all I'm saying.
Not enough vodka flowing.
There is
vodka water.
Vodka water.
It's weird.
There is a Wednesday night ladies' night 2 blocks north of here at a place called Crocodile Rock. And
oh, Lord.
911 Wednesdays, where firemen and EMTs get half price drinks.
Oh my.
So all the cougar ladies go and they're like, can I buy you a drink? And it is so... I went once with my friends as a joke and it was horrifying. But there were...
Poor cougar ladies.
There were some hot firefighters there, so that was... Very nice.
At what age do you become a cougar?
25.
What? Well, it's not necessarily the age you are, it's the age that you're going after.
Yeah. I did that.
Someone 10 years younger than you, coog.
Okay. All right. Simone says, this is a great episode. Buffy Bot is hilarious. Willow's gay. Anya loves Hermione and Giles' gals.
That was one of my favorite lines.
Yeah. And the scene between Buffy and Spike when she rewards him with a kiss for not giving Dawn up. And the hokey pokey. And the first layer. And what the hell is death is her gift.
Yeah.
Tio says, this is a great episode. One of my favorite scenes is when Buffy acts like the Buffy bot to know if Spike told Glory about the key, not only because you can actually tell Buffy is acting like the robot, but also for the kiss. Buffy sees for the first time an act of selflessness from Spike. The robot was something selfish, but him risking his life for not... giving the information was a good step for him. The Buffy quest for answers is really interesting. It's good to see she's worried about how she relates with other people. Also, it's always nice to see the first layer. Good episode. Dylan says, Willow was too quick to shut down the sketches offered. Damn it. The sketches. Willow was too quick shut down the sketches offer.
I don't get that.
Let me look and see if I can figure it out. I don't remember this last either.
So to the previous comment,
pretty well.
To the previous comment, it's always nice to see the first layer. So that means we're going to see the first layer again.
Whoa.
Well, he means that we saw her in Restless and we see her here.
Yeah, ooh. And again. He's like, it's always nice to see her. Right, it's nice to see her again.
You guys read so much in everything.
I don't know, because I don't remember if she comes back. Okay, Dylan, his next sentence, and when is the intervention for Xander's man crush on Spike?
I do like that line.
Brendan's brother is in this episode playing Xander. That's kind of ironic that he's in the Buffy bot episodes where they can't tell that the bot is Buffy.
That is funny.
That is good. If it was him, they should have put a line in like something about Xander being a little bit off. Mm-hmm. That would have been funny.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay, I cannot find anything about sketches. And I know this episode pretty well.
He so must be. I'm thinking that maybe it has to do with the part where Willow is going to repair Buffy bot.
Yeah, it must be when she's repairing the bot.
Yeah. Sure. Tammy Anderson says, so you're saying that SMG not only had to act as Buffy and as the Buffy bot, but also as Buffy pretending to be the Buffy bot?
Uh-huh.
Free of charge. Sylvia says, intervention, a cliche story idea that turned out to be comedy gold. In fact, it's my second all-time fave Buffy comedy episode, the first one being from next season. Yes, I know which one you're talking about.
Ooh.
So many.
What?
So many classic one-liners and a touching scene with Buffy and Spike at the end. And the biggest bonus, plenty of Glorificus and her scabby minions, yay. Nutty says, I don't know why, but I love any Joss robot. I can't help it. Claire Bates says, God, I love this episode. Every episode from now till the end is epic. Buffy bot rocks. Ina says, I love everything about this episode with Buffy and Giles off on a mystery quest. We can get back to the more lighthearted comedy the show does so well. The Buffy bot was great. I love her programming and none of her friends realizing she's a robot. Spike goes from being a gross sex slave freak to a real hero and takes a beating from Glory and results her in the best possible way along the way. Insults. God almighty. Okay, let me read that again. Spike goes from being a gross, sex-fixated freak to a real hero and takes a beating for Glory and insults her in the best possible way along the way. Love the kiss at the end. That is all. Robin says, this Photoshop is amazing. Oh, yeah, the episode is pretty good as well. Harold Whalen says, my notes from when I first saw this episode a few months ago. This episode seemed like a necessary setup to get Spike and Buffy together, like the writers felt the need to show how Spike could be heroic and loyal to Buffy before they could share for real. I feel like this is going to happen, and that it is going to be a big misstep for the show. I get that Spike is a great character, but I liked him better as a villain.
Agreed.
Death is her gift. What does that mean? That she gives death, or that if she dies, that'll be a gift? What WTF?
I think death is a gift. Like Dawn will die, or someone else will die, and that death will help them defeat the big bad.
Ooh.
That's what I think. I think there's going to be another death. I think there's going to be another death, and that death is going to be what leads to them defeating the glory.
Sorry.
And so he also said, does this tie into what Spike said about the two slayers he killed?
Was he talking about that he killed two slayers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's trying to make the first slayer and Buffy being a slayer and the slayers that Spike has killed, what all does that have to do with what's going on? Robin says, I love you, Gax. You know that, right? I love you. Really love you. I love you. Love, love, love. Better than no love.
Thank you, Robin. Okay. We like you a lot, too.
All right, I'm gonna play. Wait, stop! What's going on here?
Whoa!
All right, I'm going to play Paul Mackey's voicemail.
Yay, Paul!
What is going on here?
You had it.
Heard it.
Hey, gang and guests, whoever you might be. This is Paul Mackey. Man, having half of a couple go through a total career shift will totally throw off your podcasting. My regular updates here, my semi-regular Investigating Mars updates, my barely ever intro to X, and my never just yet updates at Redemption Cast all got thrown way off. Even my own Ghostlight. Well, Ghostlight's back online. So here I am in the freezer room, like old times. Except I'm older in here than I remember. Anyways, so tough love. I'll tell you, my whole flip it off the cuff non sequitur style was so much better a fit for season 4 somehow. So here's some honest thoughts and stuff. So
what is this? That's next week.
Uh-oh.
Spoiler alert.
Catch. Illyrio edit.
Oh, you know, it's crazy on ladies' night. You never know what's going to happen.
Well, Paul Mackey shows up and everything goes to pot.
Okay, here is an email from Heidi.
Woohoo!
Kimberly, do you want to read this? Do you have it?
Oh, I don't have it open and I'm sitting in the dark.
Okay, well, I'll read it.
Wait a minute. I think I have it. I got it.
Hi to Paul too, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
I've got it. Shall I read it?
Go ahead.
Okay. Hey there. I'm not sure what to call you without Illyria because there's no vowels. I can't speak that language. GKS Gix plus Kim, that'll have to do. I love this episode so much! The hilarity is jam-packed in this one. I love the way Glory's minions talk to her and their praises, but when they can't think of one, it's so great! Giles and his gourd, and the hokey pokey. Lovely quest there, Giles. The idea of a Buffy about sex toy for Spike is so disgusting and wrong, but the execution is just so funny. I love the descriptions everyone that Spike has programmed and that Spike had programmed him. She doesn't say Giles right now, and everyone's reaction to thinking Buffy is sleeping with Spike is amazing. It's also funny that no one can figure out that Buffy is a robot when it was so obvious to them when April was one. It's great when Buffy has to explain it to them. I also like Glory's minions think Spike is the key, and he doesn't give up any information about Dawn to Glory. They beat him so badly that even Xander feels bad for him. Oh, the quotes. Please say all the quotes. I am also interested to hear what you thought of the first Slayer. I hope you all enjoyed it. Heidi, except for my iPhone. Thank you, Heidi.
The only thing about the first Slayer scenes, all that, is that for once I wish Tara was there. We kind of touched on that earlier. Because last time, didn't the first Slayer speak a language that no one could understand or whatever?
She couldn't speak. She could only speak in grunts.
Yeah, she couldn't even
speak. Yeah.
Because she was too primitive.
But now
she's evolved.
Yeah. Now she's.
I thought the
California accent.
I thought the bobbing behind flames and the ADR was distracting. Didn't like it. But again, I'm like, oh, I'm sure everything she's saying is super important and I should care more. So I'm sure it'll all come back at some point. But whatever. It wasn't my favorite part.
What do you think of the cat? That was the important part.
The wasn't the jungle cat?
Yeah.
Oh.
The lynx or whatever it was in the back. The it was not an ocelot.
No, I think it was
a lion.
I think it was a mountain lion. Cougar.
Oh, it was a cougar. Oh, it was a lady that likes men 10 years younger than her. That was weird.
Some foreshadowing.
Didn't you notice the lipstick on that one?
It was really weird that she was wearing a tank top with a lacy back and no bras. Really unsettling. And inappropriate strappy sandals for the season. It was strange. But they were glittery, so that was cool. I'm sure it means something. I don't know. I was more concerned about this whole Buffy bot business. And will she not give Spike a blowjob? I don't know. Apparently, twice. That we know of. What?
Okay. Here's Ray's email. Hello, potential cast guests. I have to say that after I saw I Was Made to Love You the first time, I hated the thought of a Buffy bot. I don't know if I have ever rolled my eyes as hard as I did after I saw Spike tell Warren to make that for him. The idea in my head of that happening made me think that it could potentially be a jump the shark type of moment. But when I got the intervention, all my fears proved to be incorrect, and I loved the Buffy bot. This could have easily gone horribly wrong, but the execution of it by the writers was just so great. What I love about this episode is that after all the Joyce drama, we needed an episode with a lot of comedy, and this episode managed to push all the main plots of the season forward. Glory, the Key, and Spike's crush on Buffy, while also being really funny. A very good mix. Plus, I feel like the Buffy character herself has to still be very serious because she's dealing with her mom's death, the threat of Glory, and her fear of what being the Slayer is doing to her as a person. So these Buffy bot scenes give SMG a chance to play something totally different and fun, and I think that you can tell that SMG is having fun doing it. A very good contrast. With only 4 episodes left in the season, it feels like the Joyce stuff is behind us a little bit, and it's full speed ahead from now until the end of the season. So it was good to get an episode that is funny, but not just a throwaway one that disregards the main arc. Overall, I think the Buffy bot is hilarious and really happened at the perfect time in the season, right after the Joy stuff. You guys should have fun with quotes on this one too. Tons of good stuff. Hope you guys enjoyed this one as much as I did. A very entertaining episode. And bonus points for very little Dawn, your power A.
She was sleeping in the other room, so thank you.
So true.
I've got a question that no one will be able to answer, and it's kind of ridiculous anyway. So what's the very special episode about the house getting foreclosed on? Because, seriously, how are they paying for it?
Well, someone's still.
I'm not allowed to answer these questions.
Oh my gosh, I'm just being a smartass. I was like, oh, wow. Well, that tells me that something's going to change.
Or not. You guys read way too much into things.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's
she.
Like, if you say anything, you guys read into something. If you don't say anything, you read into it.
I mean, she worked at an art gallery, right? I mean, what kind of.
Right, that's true. Okay. And you got to think the housing market in Sunnydale is not that great because people are dying all the time. So
I don't know.
Nobody
but
really wants to move there, right?
I mean, I know. And I don't know. I mean, she could have had a really great, you know, could have left her a lot of money to pay off the house and whatnot. But still, I don't know. I'm not even, well, the part that I'm actually kind of concerned. I'm like, oh, seriously, are they going to continue to be able to live in the house?
Yeah, Buffy and Don still have a father. He could be like Daddy Warbucks. He could come in and throw money at them to save their house.
Only if he's bald, though.
And maybe they can.
There's always Giles, so.
Oh, true. Maybe they could, you know, Anya and Xander's place looks pretty big, but it's.
They're all going to move into the house and live together.
Aww.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Sorry. I couldn't get to my mute button fast enough.
All right. Here is Beth. I should have played this first, but here's Beth's voicemail.
Hello, Gex. This is Beth, and I'm calling to share with you a correctly guessed theory, which came true in this episode. This first clip is from April 17th, 2012, episode 412, A New Man.
I think maybe room 314 is maybe going to be a robotic version of Buffy.
Up to. Oh my god.
And it's going to be just awful. Oh god, robot Buffy. I will stop doing it. There's got to be a robot Buffy in that room. There has to be a robot Buffy, and that's what they're going to do.
Wow.
And I don't know why, but that's just the way it's going to happen.
I can't see
in the room.
Ooh. Congrats, Illyrio, on calling the robot Buffy.
Amazing.
More specific in this next clip from the season 4 wrap-up show on October 22nd, 2012. Enjoy.
We would have been cool if they were aware of what a Slayer was, didn't realize Buffy was it. As soon as they did, they were like, we need her. We need to dissect her. We need to make more of her. If Buffy had become the targeted Adam thing instead of Adam like already existed, I think maybe that would have been better, you know. Mm-hmm. Like let's make Buffy bots.
Last couple of weeks, we're technically discussing other theories. Just the fact that you thought of a robot and hit on the Buffyverse jargon of Buffy bot was pretty impressive. And this last clip is from 514 Crush.
I'm thinking one of two possible things.
Illyrio stuck on this button.
Buffy love him, so she's being made to love him. Or Spike turns to witchcraft and makes someone that will love him.
Interesting. That looks like Buffy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember back when the A New Man one, that was a long time ago, and I remember freaking out when I heard that and going like, oh my god, I can't believe they called it.
We're so smart, you guys.
We're also obsessive, apparently. We get stuck on something. And we love it, and we just run with it, and we try to fit it into everything we say all of the time. Or maybe that's just Illyria.
Yeah, he called the Buffy bot early on. Good for him.
Whoa. He broke the show.
That was like over a year and a half ago. Didn't she say April 2012?
Yep.
Wow.
That is pretty nuts.
Yeah. Good call.
Slow clap.
Wow. And thanks for keeping track of that. That's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Beth. Thank you so much.
Super cool.
That's awesome and terrifying. Thank you for being our archivist.
All right, so ratings.
I really enjoyed this episode. Yeah. Partly because, you know, I was half grinning at because I think the last two episodes, I think Gabby's like, when are we going to see this Buffy bot? That I liked. And also because it was such a downer, not a downer, it was just so heavy the last two episodes that I'm glad we had this. Sort of to get things back on, like, you know, the tone of the show, you know, like, even though everything was still, the plot was still going and all, but just like, it just felt like we were in quicksand for a while. And we were just like, oh God, pull us out. And, you know, so I enjoyed it a lot. My favorite, I'll save that for later. I'm going to give this a small 8 out of 10 Cup of Maniacs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What'd you say now? 8 out of 10 what?
Kleptomaniacs.
Oh.
Like, it's not like a 8. It's kind of like a 8 out of 10. Yeah.
On the lower side of 8.
Yeah, it's stronger than a 7.5, but I don't, yeah. 8 out of 10. Yeah, 8.
Huh. I thought you would have just rated it higher. I don't know. Someone always says that about somebody's score.
I don't know, I think I give all the new episodes, like, that, I don't know, I don't want to give an episode a 9, because then it's like, oh, amazing, and I can't give an episode a 10, I'm sorry, I can save that, I save that for, like, when Angelus is around.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's it. Huh. So, yeah, 9 is pretty strong, and it wasn't that strong. Come on.
It was very, 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 very nice to have an episode that was not serious for a change and that didn't make me cry or want to quit ever watching the show. So yay, bringing me back in with the zany. That was fantastic. The only thing that took me out was because I enjoyed the ridiculousness so much, the ridiculousness of the whole Buffy bot thing, the, you know, the Scoobies not realizing that Buffy bot was a Buffy, even you know, all the ridiculousness with the minions and whatnot. I mean, it was loved it. And the only thing that took me out of it was the serious foreshadowy stuff, I guess, that I found kind of distracting and out of place to me. Again, because I was focusing on the funny.
Yeah.
So I was, and apparently bra straps at the beginning of the episode. And then at the end during the fight scene, Buffy's shirt was out. It was tucked in. It was out. It was tucked in. And it looked really cute out. And she's got a cute little figure. So, yeah.
But now it's cute, but it's not as good as Duffy's.
As Duffy. Girl, she got some junk in that trunk.
Yeah.
She got some booty. Baby got back. Yeah. So, yeah, but ultimately, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed the episode. It made me laugh hysterically. I have about 10 pages of notes, which is mostly quotes at this point. I would watch it again if I needed a little giggle. And honestly, probably fast forward through the Vision Questy stuff. And, ooh, and then the stuff with Tara, who I obviously forgot about until just now. So Tara's going to be a point reduction here going forward. I don't know why I never thought of that before. I am going to, and then the whole, yeah, ADR bobbing behind the fire thing kind of sucked. So I'm going to give this 8.5 Because I like the episode. Those are the two things. And then Tara, actually, no, then that would, so it'll end up being 7.5, sorry. It'll be 7.5. 7.5 out of 10 pink pleated skirts.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So Jane Espenson wrote this one, yeah.
Yeah. I like her episodes. They're just, they're funny.
They are. They're
but it's still no band candy.
Yeah. So Kim, why don't you write it?
I love this episode. I mean, of course, I adore the Buffy bot for so many reasons. I could quote this episode a lot. I have quoted it a lot. so I'm very fond of it. And that said, I, just like I've done in the past, will give it, score it sort of knowing the whole thing. And I feel like it doesn't, I always sort of measure it against the one episode that I feel is a 10 in the whole series. And so I think I'll give this one an 8. And I think I'm going to give it 8 programming languages.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't have anything more to say than what has been said. I mean, I love the curly hair, Spike's curly hair, and but he is still, he's a villain, and he's gross, and he's not attractive. Or is he?
I was going to say, except for when he is.
I'm like, just stop. He is.
Yeah, he is. I have to tell you, the one time I ever, like, actually hyperventilated for real was after I met James Marsters the first time. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, I can't breathe. My friends were like, you better sit down.
But yeah, the spirit walk stuff out in the desert, it was a... You know, the first layer, she's too cryptic. You have no idea what she's talking about, so it's just kind of a snooze. And then the big fight in the lobby of the apartment building, it was kind of distracting with the hair and the Buffy's figure and, you know, everything going on. It wasn't a great fight, okay. So... But I guess I give it 8 out of 10. Oh, spirit walk, hokey pokies. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, it was fun, but, it, you know, nothing to write home about.
It was no beer bad.
It was no special thing. So, what do we say here? That's what we thought?
Yes. Give us your thoughts at... potentialcast@gmail.com. You can always give us a call at 206-40-BUFFY. And don't forget the Facebook group, facebook.com/potentialcast. That's where we talk about the episodes. You can leave your comments there. That's where all the cool kids do that. And you can also check us our Twitter at potentialcast.
Oh, yeah, I need to do something there.
Stephanie, what is our homework for next time?
Oh, next time is...
When do we do quotes?
Right after this. Okay. Tough love. What do you think tough love will be about?
My dream coming true of Spike and Buffy getting together. and Kimberly's head exploding.
No. I think Dawn's going to get a dose of tough love and everyone's going to put her in her place. That's what I hope for.
I think we're going to see the earrings come back. And Dawn, it's going to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, I'm reading the synopsis. And I remember this episode always makes me cry.
Oh, great. Oh, no. Thanks. I'll get the tissues.
Tough love will be a tough watch.
No, it won't be.
Just,
it won't.
Just know you can always go back and watch Intervention for a little prank.
There's always there, and if you really want to laugh, there's always the pack.
Yeah.
The pack.
Quotes, folks.
Quotes.
Kim. Oh. I was gonna go. Hey, Kim, you're the guest. Go first.
Okay. I'll do this one. Angel's lame. His hair sticks up straight up, and he's bloody stupid.
I don't know why, but this line made me laugh out loud. It's not even that funny, but Giles, Spike didn't even bother to program my name properly. Laughed so hard at that, and it was not even that funny. Okay.
Here's, oh, this is so funny. This is another Giles. A guide, but no food or water, so it leads me to the sacred place, and then a week later it leads you to my bleached bones. Buffy, please, it takes more than a week to bleach bones. Because that is just not what I was expecting him to say.
I'm going with a Buffy Bot quote, because that's all I have. I am helpless against you, you fiend.
What did you say? Did she say, oh, ravish me?
Oh, no, there's another one. Or my other one. I want you to bite me and devour me until there's no more.
Oh, Spike, devour me. Yeah.
Yeah. My skin is all hot. Do I look hot to you? That's like romance novel stuff. Right.
Oh, and, yeah.
And then they... old lady porn.
And my favorite, the one of the scene in the graveyard. You're the big bad.
You're the big bad. Awesome. So we know something about Spike.
Yeah, have you seen him? You should see him naked.
I have seen Torchwood. Torchwood. Really. I'm good. I don't need an imagination anymore.
You guys.
He's not spiking that.
It's true. That kiss is intense.
Oh, good times, guys.
Oh my god, the god of what? Bad home perms?
And then I loved how she was touching her hair after. She's like,
yeah.
He's all self conscious, what a fashion victim. And she's like, like pulling on her dress and whatnot. Oh, who had dressed like that? I did.
Everybody.
Mine was green.
I'm sure I did, and it was black.
Mine was green, and I had these, like, strappy platform sandals I would wear with.
God, the fashion is horrible.
Oh, but they were so comfy.
They were. The platforms were. Because it was like
I found the sketches.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
So Willow was sketching what?
No, Willow says, you know, this thing with Spike, it isn't true, is it? You didn't, you know, sleep with Spike? No, I had sex with Spike. I'm sorry if it bothers you. You're my best friend. And then she says, I am, and I always will be, no matter what you do. I'm just trying to figure out why this happened. And I think with your mom and everything, everyone being all sympathetic and making you feel weak, and Spike wasn't like that. So just this one time, you just did something kind of crazy. It wasn't one time. It was lots of times and lots of different ways. I can make sketches.
Oh! That's weird. She can draw it.
She's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, so is this where we say bye, everybody?
I think so.
Bye, everybody.
See y'all next week, guys.
Peace out.
Namaste. Okay.
All right, let's get on in. Let's get out of here. We can go watch Kevin.
Your name will be seen.